This is an encore presentation of Roots and Branches and Beyond. New episodes of this show will begin again in early November. In the meantime, enjoy this program from a while back. Hello, folks, and welcome to Roots and Branches and Beyond. My name's Ivan Imke with you for the next 60 minutes, and gosh, I think I'm going to try to do 13 tracks this time. This is show number 107, and the show today is called Bonfires and Beyond. Some parts of the world, they have these bonfires, Guy Fawkes Day and all that, just passed, or in the midst of it, depending on when you're listening to this. But I just took the opportunity, because this is the time of year when it's nice to have a bonfire. This is a band called Brolachan, and they're doing something called the Fire Wire Set. All tunes and songs today relating to fires in a positive way. Glad you could join me. I'll be back in a moment. Band called Brolachan, and captured live there, as you can hear by the bit of clapping at the end. And that's something called the Firewire Set, which is a set of three tunes, which was actually Limehill, Firewire, and Backlebath. Brolachan was, it's named after one of the rather creepy creatures in Scottish folklore. It's certainly not something you want to meet on a dark night. The Brolachan, it lingers sort of around the lonely places on the outskirts of civilization. It's associated with fairy folk and the Kelpies, and it's considered particularly dangerous to children. And the most notable thing about the Brolachan is it really has no shape. It's young, and so it hasn't learned to keep a fixed form. That's the story, anyways. Kind of a dark, cloudy entity with two bright eyes in the middle. But it's also a band, which is a much nicer reference. This is a CD from Brolachan called Brolachan, basically. And it was three folks, Krista Tusnard, who's a Cape Breton fiddler and actor and dancer and writer and so on, Carolyn Holyoke from Keswick Ridge in New Brunswick, who's a pianist and a singer and a teacher, Matt Carter, who is from Oromocto in New Brunswick, and a drummer in pipe bands and a writer of bagpipe tunes, and well, he plays punk and pop and so on. They also had another guy, Ryan Priddle, with him for a while, who played bass and pipes, both instruments that you kind of stand in the corner, in the dark corner of a stage to play, who are considered maybe the Brolachans of a band. I don't know, I'm just going on. My name's Ivan MK with you for Roots and Branches and Beyond, show number 107, talking about bonfires today. Glad you could join me, and we'll head off to Steel Eye Span. I've played them a number of times. They're one of the most influential bands in British roots music and folk music, pioneers of that area. They've been around about 50 years or so, and so they've put a whole pile of of Album Bazout over in the, you know, in their day, with songs of all manner. So this is from a CD called Horkstow Grange, originally a record, probably, you know, maybe a reel-to-reel tape. And it's something called The Old Turf Fire. This is Steel Eye Span.
As myself and Paddy Keene, the baby in the cradle, you can hear its mommy say, "Oh, will you go to sleep, Alana, while I wet your daddy's tea?" Now I've got a little house and land as neat as it can be. You'll never see the likes of it this side of Lisnicky. No piano in the corner and no pictures on the wall, but I'm happy and contented in my little cottage hall. Towering mansions, he has castles great and tall, but I wouldn't change the roof that crowns my own cottage hall. Oh, the old turf fire and the hearth swept clean, there's no one so contented as myself and Paddy Keane. The baby in the cradle, you can hear its mommy say, "Oh, will you go to sleep, Alana, while I wet your daddy's tail?" Smiling through their tears, so sadly they are dreaming of their youthful heart's desire in those dear old days so long ago. Around the altar
from their 1999 release is Steel Eye Span, The Old Turf Fire. And you're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond, possibly on Mun Radio, CHMR, 93.5 FM in St. John's, Newfoundland and Labrador, or you could be listening on Radio Bell Island, which is just up the way, CJBI 93.9 FM in Bell Island, also St. John's or Bell Island, throughout that area. And however you got here, I'm glad you're with us. Next up we have, and we're continuing on with this fire theme, of course, Ron Kavanagh, K-A-V-A-N-A. He's an Irish singer, songwriter, guitarist. He's from County Cork in the town of Fermoy originally. He's performed with lots and lots of bands. He's had a long career early on in a wide variety of forms, lots of blues and R&B bands in the UK and Europe. He released his first solo album in 1985, Rollin' and Coastin'. And the mid to late 80s, he opened for several tours for the Pogues. He sort of had a relationship with the Pogues for periods of time. He did a great solo album in 1995 called Galway to Graceland. It was a real breakthrough. But there were financial troubles that never really got the full release at all. He played, for example, with Shane McGowan's band, The Popes, after Shane was kicked out of the Pogues. Unceremoniously released from the Pogues. Anyway, in the late 90s, he was sort of frustrated with problems with record labels and the music business generally. He was under pressure, you know, financial difficulties. So he took a 3-year break from the industry. He enrolled in a full-time humanities course, which is what you want to do when you're under pressure, right? And he graduated with first-class honors in Irish studies and film studies. But he came back to do more material then. In the 2000s, and he's got a band called Alias Ron Cavana, and he's won dozens of prestigious awards and so on. He works a lot on Traveler songs now as well. So he's done very well in his career. It's up and downs. This is from his CD called Home Fire, and it's the title track Home Fire and Beyond the Pale. This is Ron Cavana.
There were 4 green fields, but that was long ago. You've held our loved one hostage for so long. There were 4 fine sons till you took one away, but we'll never give up hope for his return. So we'll keep the home fire burning, keep the flame of liberty alive. The fire burns bright in our hearts tonight for the long-lost prodigal's return. Ever mindful of the prodigal's return. The Guildford 4, the 6 from Birmingham, all guilty of being Irish, nothing more. After all this time, it's still the bloody same. Can we never expect justice from your courts? So we'll keep the home fire burning, keep the flame of liberty alive. The fire burns bright in our hearts tonight for the long-lost prodigal's return. Ever mindful of the prodigal's return. Divide and rule has ever been your game. You keep the calls of bigotry afire. Just don't dare assume you'll ever win the day. The Irish will rule Ireland in our time. So we'll keep the home fire burning, keep the flame of liberty alive. The fire burns bright in our hearts tonight for the long-lost prodigal's return. Ever mindful of the prodigal's return.
Ron Cavana, and a track there from his CD Home Fire. Home Fire, which is a song, and Beyond the Pale, a pipe tune there. Home Fire was related to, in 1991, I believe it was, the Birmingham 16, or the Birmingham 6, that's right, they were released from jail after 16 and a half years of wrongful imprisonment. And so this is sort of a modern update of the continuing struggles of the Irish Republicans desire to have self-rule. Anyway, that is from Ron Cavanaugh and friends. We're listening to Roots and Branches Beyond. This is Bonfires and Beyond, and show number 107. Glad you could join me. Next up, we have Harry Manx and Kevin Briett. Harry Manx was born in the Isle of Man. He was raised in Canada, but spent a lot of years around the world, Europe, Japan, Brazil, India, and so on. He learned a variety of instruments and styles there. He's a kind of an essential link between East and West. He's done a lot of CDs, all very interesting kind of material. He sort of weds the tradition of the blues with classical Indian ragas and so on. Kevin Briett is a longtime part of the international music scene in Canada. He's worked on recordings that have won a dozen or so Grammy Awards, you know, people like Sandra Wilson and Norah Jones. He's based in Toronto. He's recorded with, I think, more than 100 artists or something like that, people like Lou Reed or Bill Frisell or Roseanne Cash, Katie Lang, and so on. He's a member of a few bands, and so the two of the guys get together and they record sometimes, and so they do some really interesting kinds of material, and sometimes they cover other people's work as well. You'll kind of recognize the song, I'm sure. This is from their CD called In Good We Trust, Harry Manx and Kevin Briett. I'm on fire. Little bit of pop music to an Indian devotional raga there. I guess that's Harry Manx and Kevin Briett, and I'm on Fire, of course, the Bruce Springsteen song. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond, and we're talking about fire today on the show. So sorts of a famous kind of fire are campfires, and you know, this is sort of a riff off of Guy Fawkes Night and bonfires and so on. I won't at all get into the politics of Guy Fawkes and the nature of what he did, but so we're just sort of staying on a very tangential level, I suppose, and then just using it as a way to think about fires as being this time of year. In many areas of northern climates, you start to think more about getting a nice turf fire going or a wood fire going or a campfire going just to stay warm. So this is from Ian Tamblyn, who was born and raised in Fort William or Thunder Bay, settled in Chelsea, Quebec. He's been a working musician since the early 70s. Producer and writer and so on, and I've played him a number of times before. This is one of his classic songs. He's got about getting pretty close to 40 releases out now. He's written about 15 plays, I think, over 100 theater soundtracks, so he is prolific. That is the sort of a poster child for that term, prolific. This is he did a series of four CDs related to four large bodies of water in Canada, and this is one that focuses on Lake Superior, and it's called Spirit and Light, the CD, and this is one of his classic songs. This is Campfire Light, Ian Tamblyn.
I like to sing, I love to dance, I play the fool if I got the chance. All around the campfire light, all around the campfire light. I got this out of tune, old guitar, not trying to be no star. There's enough of them in a summer's night. Oh, there's enough of them. Summer's night. Well, you can look to Venus, you can look to Mars. I will set my sights by the northern star, and in the deep dark blue come the northern lights. Oh, and in the deep dark blue come the northern lights. When I paddle canoe, feeling not thinking if the strokes are true, we're gonna get through to the other side. Now, out in the night, the waves beat the shore. You can hear them pounding, you can hear them roar. Oh, roll me, rock me in my dreams. You can roll me, rock me. I like to sing, I love to dance, I play the fool if I got the chance. All around the campfire light, all around the campfire light, all around, all around, all around the campfire light.
Lovely song there, Campfire Light. That's from Ian Tamblyn, and we're listening on Roots and Branches and Beyond, show number 107, to songs about fires, especially bonfires and campfires. You could be listening on a variety of radio stations or through the internet. You might be listening on Caper Radio, which is CJBU, 107.3 FM in Sydney, Cape Breton, or you could be at the Voice of Bombay, which is CHBB, 95.9 FM in Norris Point, 98.1 in Rocky Harbour, wherever you got here. I'm glad you're joining us. Next up, we have a band. In this case, it's Imar, I-M-A-R, and a Glasgow-based five-piece, former members of a whole bunch of other different bands, Monran, Rura, Talisk, Barul, Kara, Maybon, Lowground, and so on. Their trophy cabinet of the five of them is just crammed full of, you know, BBC Radio 2 Folk Awards and All Britain, All Ireland titles and so on. They all grew out of Glasgow's session tune. A couple of them are from the Isle of Man, but they all have a very strong shared background in Irish music, even though they live in Glasgow, and only one of them is actually from Ireland. And in Glasgow, you don't often hear people playing slides and polkas, but Imar, just that's the first thing that they did, is that they started putting those sets together. That's what they naturally gravitated towards. Imar, by the way, is Old Norse. Ímar was a Viking leader in Ireland and Scotland and somewhere around the 9th century or whatever, who founded a dynasty. But this is from their CD called Afterlight, and it's a set of tunes called The Firebird, which is the third tune in the set. It starts off with John Kelly's and The Knotted Cord. See why people were rather excited when this band got together, Ímar, from based in Scotland, in Glasgow, from the session area there, and that's a set of tunes there called The Firebird. They're a wonderful, wonderful band, and they're all so proficient at their instruments. Next up, we have continuing on with the idea of fire. We have Glimjack, and the term Glimjack is a Victorian criminal underworld slang for a street child who'd lead strangers through the streets of London at night with a lantern. And Glimjack is actually an English folk act as well. Singer-songwriter Greg MacDonald got a bunch of people together. Plays often with Gemma Gaynor and bassist Dixon Collinson. But he got Phil Beer and Steve Knightley of Show of Hands to help him out with this CD. It was kind of a chance meeting, and they actually were interested in it. Greg's songwriting has been widely recognized as quite, well, a bit anthemic sometimes, taking traditional themes, bringing them into a sort of a post-Brexit. Are we after Brexit? Can we please say post-Brexit, post-Trump? I don't know. I'm just waiting for that. One day I'll wake up and that's true. Anyway, don't let the album's sort of acoustic roots sound mislead you. This is really like a lot of very strong social issues as well, and anthemic, as I said, writing. So this is a CD called Light the Evening Fire. He got these folks together and did some of his songs in with their settings. And this is the title track called Light the Evening Fire. This is Glimjack.
Light the evening fire, set it right, no more stalling. Light the evening fire, for night is falling. In the fading light, a mile out of town on a makeshift site just past First Van High. This tent's been home since I lost the flat I was just lighting the evening fire. Look around at these firelit faces, all worked in motor spares, chained in hell. Nobody dreamt we'd be around this fire tonight. We always think it will be someone else. Light the evening fire, set it right, no more stalling. Light the evening fire, for night is falling. Now as the wolves come from the night, don't let it die, this fragile fire. If we're to see the morning light, what's left to burn, throw on the fire.
On the fire.
Our real ideals that life could never live up to.
On the fire.
Throw them on the evening. All of the dreams that proved unreal and untrue.
On the fire.
Throw them on the evening fire.
Song of Hope there from a group called Glimjack from the UK, Light the Evening Fire. You're listening to Roots and Branches Beyond. This is show number 107. My name is Ivan Emke. If you want to hear shows from the past, you can always go to rbbmusic.ca. That stands for Roots and Branches Beyond, by the way. rbbmusic.ca, and there's a bunch of them archived there. Next up, this is something a little bit different, which is something that you don't you're not used to me saying, right? Yeah. This is from a CD called Singing in the Street, Scottish Children's Songs. And back in the 1950s, in 51 to 1957 or so, Alan Lomax, the amazing folklorist who collected so much great music, which continues till today, recorded a number of people in Scotland. He was doing other kind of recordings then, and he got together with Hamish Henderson and the Macleans of Rossay, and they decided to start recording kids' music and kids' rhymes, skipping rhymes and things like that, children's songs in Scotland. He had done that because he had recorded some of the adults, and then their kids were around, you know, was playing in the streets, and so he turned his tape recorder on, and he realized this is amazing stuff. So the whole CD, which is something like, I don't know, 60 tracks of very, very short things, but it's rich, it's timeless, it's evocative, all those, you know, words that you pick up in the thesaurus, you know, surreal, it's ephemeral, it's children's lore. And so he recorded it in a variety of locations throughout Scotland, and there were some folks like Ewan McCall also sort of recalled some of the songs that he grew up playing. He was a wonderful singer, probably a huge songwriter, playwright, and so on. And so it gives us sort of a full look at a lost place in time, I suppose, in the 50s in it's not lost, you know, it's past, I guess. And the children's vocals are a real joy. So I'm going to play five tracks from that because they're all very, very short. So this is, you'll hear Ewan McCall singing something called, and this is why this got on here, this show, Geese, Ducks, Stones, Fires, and Rain. So fire was in the title. I thought, well, I'll play that. And then I said, I got to play more of this stuff. So you'll hear Ewan. After that, we'll hear Jennifer and Pat Cushney, who are from just north of Aberdeen, a couple of kids, friends of Alan Lomax, you know, that had come to record, and they recorded them as well, doing something called Harry Lauder and Mussolini Are Dead. Then the Cedar Place children. Cedar Place is just north of Aberdeen, singing All the Boys in London, and then some school children in Norton Park, which is in Edinburgh, singing Mother, Mother, I Am Ill, and then the Cedar Place children again doing Jelly on the Plate. So this is, I don't know, I love this stuff. I guess you can tell. There's some kids' songs from Scotland from the 1950s.
And after November, the kids would go from door to door collecting for some kind of Christmas treat with, Christmas is coming, the goose is getting fat, please put a penny in the old man's hat. If you haven't got a penny, a halfpenny will do. If you haven't got a halfpenny, God bless you. And a person who passed walking with a limp would be greeted by, Hawky duck, hawky duck, broke me leg and I can't get up. Hawky duck, hawky duck, broke me leg and I can't get up. And when the sandbone man came round, the man who collected rags and bones, he would be greeted with, White stones, brown stones, here's the man for rags and bones. White stones, brown stones, here's the man for rags and bones. At the sound of a fire engine, we'd sing, Ting-a-ling the fire alarm, tell the street to flee, tell the engine for to stop at number 23, fetch a bucket of water, that's what we require, this end of the town is tumbling down, our chimney's caught on fire. And on a rainy day, of course, Rain, rain, go away, come again another day, come on Mother's washing day.
Harry Lauder shaved his father, we are rusty razor. The razor broke and cut his throat, and that was Harry Lauder. Now the war is over, Mussolini's dead. He wants to go to heaven with a crown upon his head. The Lord says no, he's got to stay below. All dressed up and nowhere to go. All the boys in London lead a happy life, except for Anne. She hasn't got a lad, oh, a lad she will have, and a hunting we will go, along with Frankie, I-O. Oh, he kisses her, he curls her, he sits her on his knee, and says, dear Anne, do you love me? Oh, I love you, and you love me, on the 19th of December. Oh, the captain says this'll never, never do, never, never do, never, never do. Oh, the captain says this'll never, never do, on the 19th of December.
Mother, mother, I am ill, send for the doctor up the hill. Up the hill is far too far, then we'll buy a motor car is far too dear. Then we'll buy a pint of beer is far too strong. Then we'll buy a treacle scone is far too tough. Then we'll buy a box of snuff will make you sneeze. Then we'll buy a pound of cheese will make you sick. So send for the doctor, quick, quick, quick!
Jelly on the plate, jelly on the plate. Wiggle, waggle, wiggle, waggle, jelly on the plate. Sausage on the pan, sausage on the pan. Turn them over, sausage on the pan. baby on the floor, baby on the floor.
Pick
him up, baby on the floor. Ghost in the house, ghost in the house. Kick him out, ghost in the house. Apples on the tree, pick him off, apple on the tree.
I hope you enjoyed that as much as I did. Ghosty in the house, ghosty in the house. Kick him out, kick him out. Those are a number of voices of children who are doing some rhyming songs and skipping songs from the 1950s in Scotland. And that's on a CD that's called Singing in the Streets, Scottish Children's Songs. It's part of the Alan Lomax collection, which is put out by Smithsonian. And Rounder actually put that one out as well. You're listening to Roots and Branches Beyond, and next up we have another song with fire in it, Fire Down Below. This is the Four Bitters, the American band. They are out of the Mystic Seaport Museum in Mystic, Connecticut, and they perform sea shanties. This one's called Fire Down Below, which might have two or three different meanings to it.
It's just a village maiden with red and rosy cheeks to me.
Way, hey, hey, hi-yo!
She went to church and Sunday school and sang this anthem sweet.
There's fire down below.
The person was a misery, so scraggy and so thin to me.
Way, hey, hey, hi-yo!
Says he, look here, your shellbacks, if you lead a life in sin.
There's fire down below.
He took his text from Malachi and pulled a weary face to me.
Way, hey, hey, hi-yo!
Oh, I took French leave and I sailed away, but now I fell from grace.
There's fire down below.
This person had a daughter who was sweet as sugar candy to me.
Way, hey, hey, hi-yo!
I said to her, our sailors would make lovers need an handy.
There's fire down below.
Says she to me, your sailors is a bunch of blooming liars to me.
Way, hey, hey, hi-yo!
And all of yours is bound to hell to feed the blooming fires.
There's fire down below.
The fire down below, me lad, is very hot and jolly to me.
Way, hey, hey, hi-yo!
But the fire's there's not half as hot as my sweet Clipper Polly.
There's fire down below.
There's fire all around us, boys, it's plain hide and seek to me.
Way, hey, hey, hi-yo!
It's trying to find a bunk, me lads, where it can get some sleep.
There's fire down below.
There's fire in the galling and it's running down below to me.
Way, hey, hey, hi-yo!
There's fire in the bosun's pipe, it's time for us to go.
There's fire down below.
It's a shanty there called Fire Down Below, Why the Four Bitters. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. Could be on a variety of radio stations. However you got here, glad you're with us. Could be on Bay of Islands Radio, CKVB 100.1 FM in Cornerbrook, Newfoundland, Labrador, or on Fanshawe's 106.9, the X, CIXX, in London, Ontario. However you got here, glad you're with us. Next up we have... this is a band called Midnight Sky Racer, and this is their CD called Fuel to My Fire, keeping up with our theme here on Bonfires and Beyond. And they're a fairly recent band. They started around the early 2017, something like that. They're an all-female five-piece bluegrass band out of the UK, hard-driving traditional modern classics, some originals. They met each other at bluegrass events throughout the UK, and certainly bluegrass has been an important export market because people all around the world play bluegrass, oddly enough. If you don't like it, you might think, well, how did that happen? I think it's really great to hear the different styles of bluegrass from different countries. But so these folks were all playing in other bands, and they met at jam sessions. And so they released this CD somewhere late in 2017, I believe, released maybe in early 2018 as it goes. And they're on a fast track. And so this is Midnight Sky Racer, the name of the band. And the song is called Fuel to My Fire.
Oh, my heart is feeling weak, and I need some kind of feed. If you don't understand what it is that I need, I'm gonna fall straight to my
That is the band called Midnight Sky Racer, and the track is called Fuel to My Fire. Next up, we have a band from also from the UK called Bellowhead, and I might have played them before. I'm pretty sure I have. They were an English contemporary folk band, large band, from active from 2004 to 2016, and an 11-piece. They played traditional dance tunes, folk songs, and shanties, and so on. And they were inspired by a wide diversity of musical styles and influences, and so on. The band members played 20-some instruments between them, you know, from oboe to bagpipes, and so on. They all sang. And one of their CDs, Hedonism, that came out in 2010, was the highest-selling independently released folk album of all time, and did a wonderful job. They really were quite... quite a thing, I suppose. I mean, just having 11 people on one stage doing that is cause for celebration. The idea for the band came to two of the members, Spears and Bowden, while the duo were in a traffic jam on tour. And the longer they sat in traffic, the more friends they thought about to join the band. And so that's why they got so large. If the traffic had been better, it would have been a smaller band. But that would have been too bad. Before they even had time to rehearse, the band was invited to play the first Oxford Folk Festival. That was back in April of 2014. And so they played their final gig. They did a farewell tour and CD and DVD and everything else at Oxford Town Hall as well, which is where the venue where they were 12 years earlier for their very first. So their very first and their very last concert as Bellowhead was at the Oxford Town Hall. And we still fortunately have their CDs. This is called Fire Marengo, and it's something from their CD called Burlesque. This is Bellowhead. It's a band called Bellowhead, and it's called Fire Marengo. And that's, as you can tell, it's sort of a shanty-like, and there's some discussion in the liner notes about where exactly it came from, but it was probably used or sung on the docks and with loading cotton, maybe in the southern U.S. or wherever it was. And wonderful band, Bellowhead. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. Time for two more. I'll slip two more. I'll get 13 in today. This is a band called Dalla, D-A-L-L-A, and they specialize in traditional music from Cornwall. They're active in the late 1990s through till about 2017, and they're known mainly for their festival and concert performances and their dance nights, and many of them are still in the band called Skillywidden, which is still around. One of the odd things about Dalla is that they've been under a variety of names, basically some of the same people, but that's the way it goes sometimes. They have instruments like clarinet and bouzouki and fiddle and viola and accordion and drabuka and pandeiro and percussion and so on. They sing in both Cornish and in English. and been involved in a lot of Cornish music projects and actions that encourage people to pick up Cornish music and dance, very consciously moving forward the Cornish culture. They've got about 5 CDs out. This is from a CD called Ruse, R-O-O-Z, and this is something called The Smith's Fire, at least that's what it is in English, Tan an Gov, I believe, in Cornish. This is Dala. There from a band called Dala from Cornwall in the UK, something called The Smith's Fire. And time for one more track here on Roots and Branches and Beyond. This has been show number 107, and a show called Bonfires and Beyond, celebrating the sort of time of year when we think more about getting some bonfires. This is a band, well, actually a guy called Romain, along with some friends. He's Patrick Legidicoc, and he's known professionally as Romain. Guitarist born in Paris, specializes in gypsy jazz, and plays the work of Django Reinhardt, and writes his own stuff. He's got 20 CDs out, and he's published lots of books, instruction books on guitar, opened a school of gypsy swing music, he's launched a magazine on gypsy swing. So it's kind of the real thing. This is something called Gypsy Fire. Glad you could join me today. Hope you have a good week. Take care of each other. Happy trails.